Good afternoon, go to Rex. Good, mate. How can I help there? Oh, yes, how can I help, mate? Yeah, let's have a look, mate. That shouldn't be a problem. We've got the earliest I've got is the 5th, 6th, or 7th of November. Correct, yeah, no worries. And what was the last name? Okay. That's okay. What year model car is it? STI. And what sort of power goals were you chasing? Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, so a lot of the time, so there's two different factors at play there. So the main one, majority of the time when numbers are quoted in wheel horsepower, they're coming from dynos that are derived in America. And they run different dynos. They run either a Mustang or a, what's the other one called? It's like a dyno jet is the name. So dyno jet or Mustang. Now they read on average about 15 to 20% higher than the local dynos that we have here as a baseline figure. So if I compare a factory car, on average a factory car on a dyno jet will read just under 200 kilowatts at the wheels stock. So like 185 to 190. Now ours here reads 150 to 160 stock. So what a dyno is just a tuning tool. Obviously numbers are great and that side of things, but you can only use it as the relative gains that you get from stock. So stock, say if we're making best case 160 on your car, so 2016 STI, completely factory unmodified, is around 160 kilowatts, best case. On average, with a turbo back exhaust and a tune, with a factory intake or a grim speed or anything like that, normally make 205 kilowatts, 200 to 205, right? So that's normally about a 40 to 45 kilowatt increase. Now, if you factor that into that 190, 185 that they make stock over there, add the 45, that's 225, 230 kilowatts of the wheels, which is right at that 300 horsepower mark. The same, yeah. And if you then the next step further would be like if somebody took it to a drags, that's probably the best way to measure performance is at a drag because that's you're getting mile per hour, so it doesn't matter how bad your launch is, you'll always get the same mile per hour at the end. And you'll see cars making 300 horsepower there making the same times as ours making here with 200 kilowatts of the wheels, so it's yeah, and then. And then even like locally here, like a mainline to a Dyno Dynamics, there's about a 5% swing. So it's don't get too caught up in the numbers because like every dyno reads a little bit differently. What you want to see is those relative gains. Yeah. The cool thing I suppose with yours is it's a pretty standard car and it's nice and new. So all things being equal, it's going to fall in that window of around 200 kilowatts. I'll throw to you, I wouldn't put a Grimmspeed intake on them. They don't perform all that well, that's all. Yeah, it would generally go Process West. Yeah. Yeah, Cobb SF's great. The Cobb SF, one thing I do notice with them is they do heat soak worse than the others. Yeah. 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 Nice. By far, that's the biggest increase you can get bang for buck. Like there's just the next steps past this, a lot of money needs to be spent to get the same sort of gain. So like a 40. Yeah, it's not gonna like factory injectors are fine for what you're aiming for. The next step past this, you would need larger injectors. America again is a variable there because all their fuel has a base 10% ethanol in it. They don't have anything less, so 10% ethanol pushes them the factory injectors over the edge on those. So it's very hard because the majority of the literature out there is from America. Because it all comes from Cobb and all that sort of stuff, and most people in Australia, we don't publish a lot of that stuff because we just run our own race here, I suppose. We just industry, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, and the other issue is in America you can't have a catch can because of the local laws there with the CARB ratings. So like oil air separator, the major problem with that is that you're recycling old nasty crap back into the sump rather than catching it in a catch can like it should do. 100%. Yeah. So yeah, a catch can wise on your model, you probably like we make an intake catch can combo. That fits in the guard, so you've got the intake and catch can all built into one. Yeah. So that's probably going to be the way. Yeah, you can put it in, but you just need to drive it really gently on the way over. Yeah, the intake's fine. Yeah, it'll be fine. It'll just run a little rough at first, and then it'll sort of sort itself out. But you cannot get it in boost, so you have to really drive gently on the way over. Yeah, so intake's generally $150 to install. So that day was the 6th of November. So you probably need to just let us know at least a couple of weeks beforehand if you're going to install it, because it'll sort of throw out the mechanics times then if we choose to not do it. It doesn't really matter. It's just if I'm booking the time appropriately, what will end up happening is if you decide for us to do it closer to the day, we won't have the time because the day will be booked out already. Yeah, no stress. Yeah, easy. Install. So inspection tune. Probably the big issue there is it's a closed cell, so it's not like you can see it. It's the door's there. So normally what we do for guys is we'll take videos and photos and that sort of stuff for them. So you've got a bit of a kid's head, but it's just you can't walk in the workshop either, because it could OH&S. But we'll get plenty of media for you. Awesome. I'll just grab a phone number there. Done, mate. Easy. I'll put you down for the 6th. If anything else changes, mate, please just let us know. And we'll go from there. Anytime. Have a great night.